Welcome to Harnessing Your Divine Feminine, where we give women opportunities to explore the world, because when you're giving a woman an opportunity, you're giving her the world. And now we are happy to introduce Valerie Q. She is our local Atlanta-based tarot expert. She knows everything about the tarot. We're here to demystify the tarot to make it not scary and fun and playful and a healthy tool. She teaches at the Atlantean Mystery Schools, and you can find her at theinnerspace.com. So Valerie, tell us a little bit about your background. How many years have you been studying the tarot?
Oh my goodness. I got my first tarot deck when I was 16.
Wow, and I bet it wasn't as popular.
No. I even had to go out of town to buy a deck because there weren't any tarot decks where I was from.
Right.
This was, I don't want to tell you how many decades, but it was more than three. And since that time, the tarot world has expanded and exponentially. And it's a much more easily accessible tool. It's outstanding as far as something that has a long history that is not difficult to learn.
No.
And it's a lot of fun to play with. So I've been doing it a while. I've been taking classes the whole time. I never stop.
Yeah.
You said that I know everything about the tarot, and that's really not true because I don't think we can ever stop learning about it.
Right. You know a lot.
I do know a lot. I do know a lot
about the tarot.
But I continue to learn even today.
That is true, because there's so many messages in each card.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So it never gets boring.
So you teach classes.
I do.
In the Atlanta area at the Atlantean Mystery Schools. And why is it important to come to one of your classes?
You said it first, demystifying the tarot.
Right.
It takes the complicated pictures and it makes them real. It brings it into what I like to call the practical world. The pictures can look kind of weird and funny and sometimes frightening. And what I want my students to take away from the class is this is just something that we can work with every day. It's not scary unless you want it to be. And I take that fear out of it so that when you look at a card, you immediately know something about that card and what it means.
Right. And it's important to have a teacher exchange, like to have especially if it's your first class, right? It's important to like sit with a teacher that you can interact with.
And it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. Your classes are so much fun. They fill up. People laugh.
We spend a lot of time laughing.
Yeah.
That's pretty much of a requirement for everything.
Right.
Because it's not frightening. It's very logical.
Right.
It's very easy. You can take a class, and during the first class, we start doing readings for each other immediately. That's how practical we get.
Okay. So what is a reading?
A reading consists of someone who has a question that they want to know an answer to that might have to do with any subject whatsoever. They want to know about their love life. They want to know about their work life. They want to know about their money,
right?
Any of these things. And what the tarot does is it's a tool that you can use the same as what brokers use to tell you what stocks are going to increase.
Right.
It's the same kind of tool that a real estate agent uses to tell you what you should ask for your house. Those things are not concrete.
No, they're not.
They have to have tools to tell them what to tell you.
And I love it because it's an objective person to ask. Confidential.
It's totally confidential.
And you can ask anything.
You can ask anything.
And, you know, a seasoned tarot reader, like, has really valid, good information to give and gives you a different perspective. That's what I like about it. Okay, I didn't think about it that way.
Exactly.
Right? And it's not scary.
It's not scary.
Yeah.
There are literally thousands of tarot decks out there. And if you're interested in learning about the tarot, you can determine, based on what your interests are, what kind of deck you want to use.
Right.
There are decks that are whimsical, like these. They are theatrical.
The Lord of the Rings. You get your favorite movie deck. I mean, you can get any kind of deck, really. I think absolutely. I've seen them all.
I think that there is, for any interest that you have, there's a tarot deck that will work for you.
Right.
And so don't let the most common deck is the one that we have out here today, and it's called the Rider-Waite deck.
Yes.
And it is the most prevalent deck. And the one that you can see the most often.
It's the ancient. To me, it's like ancient, the Rider-Waite deck.
It is pretty ancient.
You know.
It's been around a long time. It's in, how many countries do you want it to be in? I have decks that are in Spanish. I have decks that are in German. And there are others in Italian. They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And so you won't ever not have a deck. And it also is a great way for you to experience looking at things that, from other countries, that has a familiarity to it. So you can learn another language even.
I've always said that if you learn the Rider-Waite deck, you can read any deck from that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not frightening. It's not difficult even. If you can learn how to play a deck of cards, you can learn how to play with a tarot.
Right. So I think it's awesome. I think it's fascinating, the history of cards, because a long time ago, we decided cards were bad. Like during Prohibition days, cards all of a sudden became bad. Cards of any sort, right? Playing cards, go fish, cards, whatever, because of gambling, right? Because people were like, oh, gambling's bad. And so, like, all cards became demonic, right? And we're coming out of that in society. Now, when I was a kid, though, like, we played Go Fish all the time. There were always cards in my house. It wasn't, like, a thing that was bad. But I know that based on your religious culture, there's different rules. So, is this against my religion?
Absolutely not.
No.
It's just a tool.
It's just a tool, right? And you can read tarot, and you can be any religion you want.
Absolutely.
We encourage it.
Definitely.
Like, when you're reading it, who are the messages coming from? Are they coming from the light? Are they coming from the dark? Who are they coming from?
They're coming from the energy of the person that you're reading for, as well as the potential outcome of the energy that is being presented to you.
Right, exactly. Right.
And that's in the air and everything else that we work with.
Right.
It's the same thing. When you come into a reading, you have an idea of what you would like to have some more information about in your life. And it could be, maybe you want to know about the political aspects of things. You might just want to know, when am I going to get a new car?
Right.
Those kinds of things, as practical or as expansive as you would like to know. The tarot is a useful tool for reading those potential energies.
And so it doesn't mean that I'm against God or anything like that. Like, I believe that you just commit to the light. It's all coming from the light source anyway, right? You're all coming from the light source. And so you commit to the light, and then you ask your questions. Now, when I sit down with you for a reading, I always have questions, right? I'm always like, okay, what's my new project? Like, I literally ask Valerie questions every week. What's the outcome of this new project I'm doing, right? So, because I work in this industry and I know the best way, the most efficient way to gain information or insight or whatever spirit wants me to know. So, now, there is a myth that if you sit in front of intuitive, you're sitting there silently. And now, what happens if I just sit here silently and be a Valerie, I would like a reading. Figure out what's going on with me.
Well, the first thing that I would advise you is what is there a general area that you would like have an interest in knowing about? Otherwise, we're going to have to just go from scratch. And the tarot is a tool. And you can be a psychic or you can not be a psychic, and you can still read the tarot.
You can still read the tarot.
It's just a lot easier if you have something in mind when you come in to have some, to try to get information on.
You can say, well, how is my surgery going to go? How is my money going to be?
Exactly.
Right.
And what does it look like if I do this?
Right.
And what does it look like if I do that? And those are the types of questions that are the most useful to get answers for.
Right. And so also, like, when I go in and I go to Valerie and I'm like, okay, I would like questions on this project I'm working on. it's still my free will. I'm getting insight, right? You're just getting insight, right? And then you go, oh, so it may validate or confirm what I already know.
Absolutely. That's usually what happens. The people who come to visit with me usually have an idea of how things are going anyway, and they just need validation
right.
from someone who has no idea who they are, what the circumstances of their life are. It's just, I don't know anything about you, and I'm going to tell you what I see,
right.
the energy that you're presenting to me at the time.
Right, exactly. So there's a science to tarot. I really believe there's a science.
Well, I don't know that that would make everybody happy to know that it's a science.
I think it's a science.
But
and
if you're STEM-minded, absolutely.
Yeah, and the different spreads are fascinating.
They're absolutely fascinating, and they are very simple spreads. You
right.
can even do a one-card reading up to a very complex multi-card reading. I have done cards for every month of the year.
Right.
And that can get extensive and time-consuming, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I've done every month of the year. I do that on New Year's Day when somebody gets a reading. I do it every month of the year.
I do that every year, too.
Yes.
I save that prediction, and every month I look at how that energy is going to go for me that month.
Right.
So that's scientific.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It stirs me up.
I think it's neat because the numbers mean something, the colors, everything.
Everything on the card has a meaning, and you take the cards together to come up with a story of what that meaning is. And we have four different suits here, and then we have the big picture cards. And
I love the big ones, yeah.
Yes, and those are called the major cards, which are like a trump card in a deck of regular cards. But you have wands, cups, swords, and pentacles that represent all the areas of your life. Like the wands are for business and enterprise. The cups are for your emotional life. The swords are for your intellectual life. And the pentacles are for your money life.
Right.
Now, based on that, using just the suits, you already know what the subject is going to be about.
You already know, right?
So that's a start. And that's where we start in the classes, too.
Okay.
We break it down very gently and easily, and we begin with something that everybody is very familiar with, and that's the different suits.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it easier. And then the beautiful cards that are the majors, some of them can be somewhat, they're beautiful, and some of them can appear to be a little bit frightening.
Right. Let's look at the frightening ones. Let's bring those up.
Okay.
I like this one.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites, the tower.
Okay.
Tower card.
That looks horrible.
It does look horrible. If I drew that, I would be like, someone's going to die. What's happening?
What is happening is that's a major arcana card. That's one of the trump cards. And those cards represent big events in our life. And as you can see, that one might not be exactly what you want to be thrown out of a building.
I love it's like the tower just crumbles, right?
But what it can also mean is that you're going to have a big shakeup in your life that could be for your own.
It could be a really fun shakeup.
It could be great.
Could be a great shakeup. It could be a proposal, a pregnancy. It could be you win the lottery.
It definitely means that there's going to be a change.
It means there's going to be a change. And that's all the tower card means, right? So this is my other favorite here, the devil card. Oh, my goodness, the devil one's scary. It's not very, all this means. There's like handcuffs and horns.
The devil card can have some very negative connotations because it does show us where we have dependencies.
Right.
And it's all about our ego gone amok.
It's your ego, like, okay, so you're on, it can mean you're on social media too much.
It can mean any of those
It can things. Mean you're maybe need to chill out on the alcohol. And also the contract, right?
And it can also mean great sex.
It can mean, that's my favorite meeting. I'm like, yeah, I want to draw the devil card if I'm going on a date, okay?
But But that you have to know where the card is in the reading.
In the reading.
What it's next to.
Right.
What its position is in the spread.
And in what subject? What are you talking about? What are you asking? If you're asking about a relationship or how your date's going to be, then the double card, that is like a green light. Green light. If you're asking about my health, the double card could be, okay, I need to clean up my eating.
Or that you are impulsive, an impulsive eater. And
right.
It's telling you that you're giving into those impulses.
Right. And I know. No one here is an impulsive eater.
Totally.
Okay, so what else do we have that people get like confused about?
The death card.
Where is the death card? Right. Did I miss the death card? Okay, there's the death card. That one's a big controversial card. You're like, oh no, I've drawn the death card.
I'm going to die. No, you're not going to die.
No.
And your best friend's not going to die.
We've not lost it yet.
But what's going to happen is something is going to change.
It's going to be a big change.
Mm-hmm. And it could absolutely be a big change for your best and highest good.
Absolutely. Like, for instance, if I'm going on a job interview and I draw the death card, probably means I get the job.
It could very well mean you're going to get the job.
Right.
All right. And demystifying the tarot is demystifying these cards to so that when you look at them, you can take that fright or fear out of the card. What does this mean? Let's look at the moon card too.
The moon card is fun. I like the moon card.
The moon card, it can tell us that there's something we're not looking at, not seeing.
Yes.
And so that just alerts us that there's some things going on that we need to be aware of.
Yes.
And who wouldn't want that information?
Right? It just means maybe there's things happening behind the scenes. Or you need to listen harder or read something more.
And then we get the most beautiful card, the star.
Yep.
How can you get
that? I love the star card.
Absolutely. Get that. And how can you not have hope about everything?
And that's like the highest one in the deck, right? The best one to me.
That's my favorite.
It's one of my favorites. Definitely. Yes. Now, where is we were talking about earlier, my least favorite. This is the death. All these are not even my least favorite. It's that one's definitely one that says, yeah, my hands are tied in this situation.
And you're not seeing what you should be.
You're not seeing what you're seeing. You're not flexing enough. You're not widening your perspective. Okay.
And we're talking about the swords, and all of them have to do with the way that we think about things.
Right.
And the way that we think about things can helps us navigate how we go through our life. Now, if you're thinking like the Eight of Swords, that means you're not seeing in front of you. You're also being paralyzed by what you're seeing or not seeing. And so this is all basically of your own making. But if you look at her, she can back up and just cut all those bindings off of her.
Well, I like it too. She's got water in front of her. And it's not like dark. It's not dark clouds.
No, it's not. So there's an opportunity to see that there's something in front of you that you need to be aware of.
Right. Now, I've spent years, and most everyone that works here in the Interspace has spent years studying tarot. And after all the years of studying, this is the one that I'm always like, oh. So I pull on myself for myself a lot. Most of us do here, right? We pull for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Now, when you pull for yourself, you know, your ego could be involved, and then you ask another intuitive, you ask another professional, this is my ego, what does this card mean to you, and you get more insight. But when we pull this one, I'm like, oh, right? This is worse than the tower to me, or the death, or the devil.
Well, it's very painful one day.
Right? It is like, ooh, yeah, swords in the back.
It is, and it can literally mean that someone's going to stab you in
the
back.
Right, it means somebody,
It can mean that you're stuck. You don't want to get those swords out of your back. You want to be where you are.
And also, it means things are only going to get better.
That's right. You're at the end of whatever you're going through.
It may just confirm you're at your bottom, right?
Exactly.
And then it's done, and you're starting your healing process of whatever's happening in your life. And then this one, the up late at night. I call this one the up late at night one. Up at night worried. We're up at night worried about this one.
And the other, I call that one the worried. There's a quilt here, and I call it the quilt of worry, because that's all we're doing is letting that monkey mind keep us up
right.
at night.
Right.
And usually when we have that card up, it's just, you need to get some rest.
Right. Or it could just mean, you know, general anxiety, or maybe you have good anxiety, like you have projects, you have something really fun happening the next day.
It's a good thing to know that maybe you're letting your worries keep you up at night when you really don't have them.
Right.
You're going to want to look and see what's going on with you.
Right.
About that. And then we get these, we've been talking about these.
I know, the bad ones.
The bad ones. And then we get this beautiful card that shows us a happy family.
It means everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. And so it's like the story yeah. has gone from here to here already.
Right.
But you can't sometimes have this unless you have
unless you have that. So when we have the cards, let's put the cards in a stack. Unless there's what other ones you want to demonstrate.
No.
Okay. So, and then we're going to show how to cut them. You're going to cut them and see like a 3-card story. How do they fall out? So there's many different ways you can do this for yourself, or if you're reading for a friend or a family member or a client, if you wanted to do this professionally. So I started out reading for myself. I would lay in bed every night and pull cards for myself. And then you learn how to cut the deck, shuffle the decks, and okay, well, if you get like a stressful card, there's probably a better card following it. That's what I always say. Okay, so what are we gonna do? You like sort of.
We've got all the deck.
We've got the deck
spread out here.
We've got it spread.
The first thing that you're gonna wanna do is when you get your deck of cards, I go through the process of what I feel like is a good way to introduce yourself to your deck, just so you can look at each one of the cards
right.
and say, I like this card. I love this card. I'm not so crazy about that card.
Right.
Just look at each one of the cards. Know what it makes you feel like. That's the first thing.
Right.
And then when you're going to do a reading for someone and you have the cards, you can do them where they're spread out like this, or you could shuffle them.
Right.
And I recommend that if you shuffle them, you ask the person what the question is, and then you kind of shuffle mm-hmm. the question into the cards.
Right, like your intention.
That's yes. what your intention is about what you want to find out.
Right.
Then, based on what kind of spread that the reader is going to use, is how many cards would be pulled.
Right, how many cards would be pulled.
And so on this one, we're just going to start with one card.
Start with one card.
Pull one.
Okay, I'm just going to pull a card, and I'm just
going to... And we don't have a question, so
we're
just going to say...
What message do we need to hear? What messages do our audience need to hear?
That's there. I love it.
Wheel of Fortune. Yay!
It's time to buy a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And this tells me that your luck is coming in. You're moving into a very good direction.
Okay.
And it's a major arcana card, a trump card. So that's pretty important.
It is important. It is.
So right away, I would say, jam up.
Jam up. Keep doing what you're doing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And it's going to keep getting better and better and better. And that's a one card. So, and if this card's got a lot of symbolism on it.
It
and
does.
It would be especially important to someone who is into families.
Yes.
And they're families of different creatures and
right.
loving creatures
right.
and movement. I want to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And there are good symbols on here. And things that look kind of weird with this little kind of devil guy. But you see, he's fixing to get rolled over by his things. So it's just
it's
a
fine.
Lot of things going on.
It is.
It is. And these things, these creatures mm-hmm. are symbolic of learning. They are symbolic of being moving forward and having strength and energy. But that's what each one of these represent. And it lets us know that we're moving forward with our lives in a very balanced way.
Right.
Because otherwise the wheel won't turn.
Exactly. So that's a good one. When you drive, if I were sitting home and I would be like, okay, what is the card I need to, what do I need to know today? And I would draw that card. I'd be like, okay, Spirit's telling me.
You're doing what you need to be doing.
Yes.
Keep doing it.
Keep doing it. Your plans are going forward.
And what I also would say is Spirit will help you in that endeavor because that is movement.
Right. That's
movement.
It. So let's draw another one. Let's see if we can enhance that message.
Okay.
Okay. So So I'm just going to see, really, you can like look for your hand to tingle and just see wherever your hands fall. Ah, anxiety. So I'm probably means I've got good stuff happening, but as with when the old saying, right? To which much is given, much is expected.
You're worried about what you're doing.
Right, right. Like, am I doing it right? What information do I need to know?
It's also a warning.
Right, it's also
that,
a warning.
That you are going into a place where there's going to be a lot of stuff going on and you could start to worry about it.
Right.
So if you know that there's a chance that you might do that and that's not something you want to do, you would try and change that path. And that's when we could ask another question. What would help me not do that?
So we're going to draw another card. Okay, and see what our message is on the third card.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a good one.
That is a beautiful one. And this is the Ten of Pentacles, which is all about, as you can see, there's a lot of coins on this card. Or the pentacles represent money. But there's also a happy family. If you get past this worry, this is the end result. Mm-hmm. That means that you will be very successful. That success that you started here is going to continue. And your whole happy family is there. You've got your dogs, the same critters that we saw over here. And everybody is experiencing the abundance of family, mm-hmm. the abundance of wealth, the abundance of having a peaceful house.
Exactly. So, like, as I said earlier, sometimes I'm, like, very excited because something good's going to happen tomorrow, right? I'm going to go to Six Flags. I'm going to go on vacation. Is that drive to Florida going to go well, right? So maybe I'm up worried about things like that. And then, yes, that would be like, yes, it's going to go well. Don't worry. Get some sleep.
And that's all that we're trying to do is give you a little bit of heads up about this is something that you might want to look out for.
Right.
Or is something that look to enjoy yourself. A lot of times we forget that we're supposed to have fun.
Our life is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be hard. And so all these, the cards, the tarot cards is a modality, right? It's just one modality of many.
It is. And when you are working with the tarot cards, you are working with a tool that is going to be based on your understanding of what this tool can do.
Right.
And you're going to convey that message to the client. Working with them.
Okay. My most common question. I want to know about love. If somebody says your friend or your client or somebody sits down with you, I want to know about, can you read on my boyfriend? Can you read what he's thinking?
I do get that question quite a bit. And I'm not sitting in front of your boyfriend.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Your boyfriend is, his energy is his energy. And I believe in totally each person has free will. And you are in front of me giving me permission to read your energy. I don't have permission to read your boyfriend's energy.
Right. So you can be the most accurate if I'm asking questions about myself.
That's where I can be the most accurate.
Right.
If I'm going to try and read the energy of someone else who's not in front of me, the difficulty is going to be based on how well I can connect with that person. But I don't have their permission to connect with them.
So you're not going to get the accuracy?
No. And all I can do is read the energy that it feels like surrounds them based on my connection through you.
Right. So if I'm just working on myself.
And that's as woo-woo as I get.
That's as woo-woo as you get. If I'm just working on myself, things will smooth out in other areas of my life anyway, is what I like to say. Right?
If you're working on yourself, then you've got you've got a big job in and of itself right there.
Right.
We all do.
Exactly.
And I feel like that our job here is to be good human beings. And how can you make that better?
Right. How can you make that better?
And that's what I feel like that Detroit can help guide us to do.
So what about when I watch the news and I'm so scared and so I have so much anxiety after I turn that news off? What happens? I'm going to bed, worried about the news.
So you're worried about world events.
Yes.
So you could ask about world events and do I need to worry about that?
Okay. Let's ask about a world event.
All right.
We're going to cut the cards. This is live readings. Mm-hmm. So we're going to cut the cards when somebody comes into your office and says, I've been watching the news and I'm just really worried about what's happening to the world. Where are we going with the world? Am I going to be okay? Is my family going to be okay? Is my money going to be okay with the world?
Well, we all worry about that every day in some fashion,
right?
Sooner or later. But let's see what your world is going to look like.
Right.
Let's see how world events are going to work out for you.
Right. Because I'm just one person in my little Andrea world sitting, watching it either on social media or on news, right?
That's
I'm going
right.
to pull a card because I'm worried about the world. The King of Swords.
The King of Swords says you're thinking about everything too much. Because the swords are all about our intellect. And it's also telling you, who are you listening to?
Okay.
Because the King is a court card, so that's a person. Or it might mean that you need to listen to this person. Okay?
Okay.
That they're very intellectual,
very
smart. And they can tell you and give you advice. Because that's really what you're trying to find out what you need to know for your special.
Right. What action I need to take for my life.
Yes. And this is a person who could probably help you understand that. And it's about the intellect.
It's about the intellect, right?
Because we got the King of Swords there. Mm-hmm. So that would be the first thing that we would do. I would say seek out other advice.
Other advice, a trusted teacher, a mentor, somebody that you feel in your heart you can trust rather
exactly.
than yeah. So that's what say, like look at the research more, look at what you are.
Our research
about.
More.
Yeah,
it may even be telling you that you need to be the King of Swords.
Right? And then the Fool.
And the Fool is
I like that one.
The Fool is such a beautiful, beautiful card because as you can see, does he not look happy?
He does look happy,
He's ecstatic. He also looks like he's fixing to step off of a cliff.
Right. That's basically my life all the time, I feel like.
But it also means that you need to take a leap of faith to do what you need to do for you.
Right. So if I'm asking about the world and the world going to be okay, I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask a trusted teacher.
Exactly.
And then I'm going to take that leap of faith and be like, okay, I'm going to do what I know I need to do for me.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Go forward. That's the advice of that card, is to move forward.
Right. So if I'm like, I don't know, these tarot, this Rider Waite deck looks intimidating. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I want to mess with it. There's other options for me?
Absolutely.
Right.
It's, as I was indicating before, we have whimsical cards. And then we have the Lord of Ring cards. Mm-hmm. If you have an interest in a subject, there is a deck of tarot cards for you.
It just brings you joy. What about this angel card? Let's open those.
Okay.
I like the angel decks because they're pretty. They give you straightforward messages. It's an oracle. So oracles are typically going to be more
gentle.
Yeah, they're more gentle. I like the oracle cards. I make oracle cards. It's very creative.
The oracle cards are very different from tarot cards. Mm-hmm. And they are not based on a system the same way that the tarot is.
Right.
The tarot is very, you have four suits, mm-hmm. you have major arcanas, you have four court cards in every suit. It's every tarot deck is going to be produced exactly the same. An oracle deck does not have a set number of cards. It doesn't have suits usually.
No.
It can. It is totally at the discretion of the creator and the artist. And sometimes they're the same person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they're two different people, but they are in collaboration and they create these cards together. And they are very gentle, but they do give us usually very affirmative messages. So as you can see on the outside of this card, that's pretty.
It is pretty,
nice.
Yeah.
It's
I like
nice.
The angel ones.
Yes. And then you turn it over and most of them are going to have written on them not only what the card represents, but the message that card is going to bring to you. And I especially like this deck of cards, the oracle cards, because I feel like I work with the angels a lot. Again, that's about as woo-woo as I want to get. But this one says that what I should be using is my clairaudience. And then it tells me the Archangel Zadkiel, notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people. It shows me that angel. It also shows me what that angel is responsible for. And so there's a lot of information on this card. that tells me I should use my clairaudience. What voices am I hearing in my head that are giving me a good message? And
right.
that tells me to calm down and hear what I believe, not what someone else is believing. And if we're going back to the question about the world events that are causing us mm-hmm. this angst, this is again telling me to trust my own judgment.
Trust your own judgment. And it kind of gives you a direction maybe to research or look into or talk to someone about.
And it also, it tells you, it's a confirmation with the Fool that follow your own advice.
Because I like to use Oracle and Tarot together.
There's no law that says you can't put them together.
Right.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Absolutely.
It's your practice. You get to do it the way you want to do. If you ever thought about being an entrepreneur, all you have to do is get a tarot deck and you just make your own practice your way.
That's it.
That's it.
I mean, there's lots of guidance and teachers out there we can offer you, and we can certainly refer you to anyone that would be of the highest and best good that we trust. And that's what we do. Now, if I'm going to, I want to know about my love life. So if I'm at home, I'm going to cut the cards. I want to know about my love life. Because everyone wants to know about love. And so even when you're married, you want to know about love, right?
Right.
If you're married, you're single, you're dating. I like to, when I have clients who are seeing multiple people, I pull on each person.
Exactly.
Because I don't tell people, this is who you're supposed to be with.
No.
I'm like, okay.
No, because every person has their own gifts.
So I'm going to draw a card, my love life. I'm like, okay, Spirit, tell me my love life. I'm drawing an angel card. I love life. Clear your space.
Okay.
What would you tell me if I'm like, Valerie, just to clear my space, but that means I'm supposed to be single?
Not necessarily. It means that you may be cluttering yourself up with other, thinking about other things instead of your relationship.
Okay.
All right. That's what clearing up your space to make room for that relationship.
Okay. Right.
All right. That's another question. What can I do to enhance my relationship?
Right.
And it may just mean exactly what it means. You're driving your partner crazy because you won't clean up the stuff that you're putting on the floor every day.
It could mean you're cluttery,
Exactly.
Or it could mean maybe you're seeing too many people. You need to clear that up. Or you need to take time off work.
Another thing it may mean is you need to spend a little time with yourself.
It could mean you need to spend a little time with yourself.
And that would help the relationship.
Right.
Sometimes separation can make the heart grow fonder.
It can. It really can.
And I don't think it's ever a bad idea to get rid of clutter.
It's really not.
So that can also help you ease relationships with everybody.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. Or... I mean, I'm a believer in things hold energy.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And as do I. So this just clears the energy around you. Once you do that, you can be the kind of person that you want to be for yourself and for your mate.
Right. So that gives you clear, direct guidance when I ask about love. Anybody can do this. Anybody can get an angel deck and ask about what's on their heart that day. Right?
Exactly.
And they have many, many decks. This one, the Keepers of the Light.
This is another Oracle deck, and it's a very gentle deck,
mm-hmm.
and most of the decks are going to come with a guidebook, all right? So if you need more explanation than what you're going to get from the cards, and there's guidebooks with the tarot card, Susie, and I haven't gotten a deck that did not have a guidebook with it, so if you do want that kind of information, you can get it just by looking at the book. The angel cards usually do have the information written on the deck, written on the individual cards themselves.
So what would you ask, Valerie? You're like, what's the common question you get?
What can I do to enhance my business or be a better employee or a better boss?
Okay. Soul expansion.
If I got this card after asking, what can I do to be a better boss? This is telling me is I am going in the right direction. Look at what would work for me as an employee as well. Your consciousness is expanding. You understand the connections between all things. I need to make sure that I, as an employer, am connecting with my employees.
Right.
And my products and my services. So expand what I'm doing. It could also mean that I need to add another product to my product line.
Good. So expansion. Yes.
Yes.
I love the cards because they give you directions and they're not, there's something you can do. There is very like efficient. It doesn't cost a lot of money. It connects you right with source. It gives you a guide and what to do.
Exactly. The other thing, one of the things that you would like to do if you do decide that you wanted to take advantage of your services and mine is one of the reasons that we ask you to come with a question is you're paying for our time.
Absolutely.
And it speeds up the process.
Right. Exactly. So you wouldn't go to any physician and say, you figure out, I'm not giving you any of my symptoms. You figure it out. You're supposed to know everything.
Yes.
Right? And so you're not going to do that. You're not going to go to your doctor and be like, I'm not telling you what's going on with me.
And that doctor's not going to be able to do a very good job for
you. No, not at all. The doctor would probably say, then I can't help you.
That's
right. That's right. You can go to a psychic and you can just be like, just read me, Valerie. Just read me. Now, probably she would be somewhat accurate. She's pretty experienced. The cards would be pretty accurate. But I want solutions.
Exactly.
Right.
And you are paying for my time. And so I think that you would probably want this to be as expeditious as possible for the best use of your money.
Absolutely. Time is money. I believe that. So, and after the reading, perhaps sometimes, well, I know I've had readings before and I've gone through the store and somebody said, I really think you'd resonate with this deck. Now, you know, the old saying, once you have one deck, you want them all.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No, we all have many. Right?
It's the devil incarnate when you start buying decks because it does become an addiction.
Well, it's so fun. It's just fun.
Like, interesting.
The Halloween, I've always loved Halloween. Is it open?
Yeah.
We're going to look at the Halloween deck.
It's a great deck.
Love the Halloween
deck. I love that deck. It's so much fun.
It is so much fun. Okay. So it's Tarot.
It's Tarot,
and it's just a different version of it.
It's still got the same suits. It's still got the same major arcana or the trump cards. It's still got all of those things exactly the same way, except that they use different things to represent the pentacles. They use different things to represent the cups. And it's a lot of fun to start looking at it because then you get to think about it in a different way.
Right.
And a more fun.
Okay. So you do a spread for us with the Halloween deck because, you know, why not? Why not have fun? Life should be fun. And whatever, if you resonate with Halloween deck, have the Halloween deck. If you resonate with angels, do angels. I really just encourage everyone to use a tool with whatever it feels light on your heart. That's the
exactly.
It needs to feel like light right here. Okay. So let's do a spread on what does our audience need to hear today?
Okay. Let's see what is in store for everybody in the coming week.
Okay.
All right. And so the first card that we got was one of the trump cards. Mm-hmm. That's the past. Then we're going to go to the present. And that's the four of bats.
The four of bats. He's sleeping with some bats. I like it.
He's having a good time with his nap. And then we've got the ace of ghosts.
Right. They're not swords. There's no light. They're just lighthearted. Right.
So,
I love it.
This spread is for the past, the present, and the future. And so what's going to happen in the coming week is the Hierophant represents things in a very structured way.
Right.
Okay. And this, how frightening is that?
The Hierophant, the mummy?
The mummy.
The mummy is not frightening. It's
not
fun.
Very frightening. He's just saying that we're going to work every day.
Right.
That's an established work.
Somebody in charge. Like, I'm probably going, I'm accountable. I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm still accountable to people.
And so you have established yourself.
Right.
All right. And then we get to this four of bats. All right. And that's, this person is getting enough sleep, enough rest. And so what they're doing and what the advice for the coming week is just continue what you're doing.
Right.
It's going to be a restful week. It's not going to have any extreme ups and downs.
And that's the message that everyone wants to hear.
And that's where we are right now.
It is.
Okay. And all of this is because of what you did here in the past.
Right.
So we got to hear.
So we set ourselves up.
And where are we going in the future? You're going to love it.
I love the cups. I love cups. And because this, it's emotion.
And exactly. You're going to love it. And new opportunities are going to come up because you've got this ace of ghost.
Right. How fun is that?
How fun is that?
It can mean all the any opportunity that I've been manifesting.
And a great opportunity to enjoy everything in your life.
Exactly.
All because of where you were and where it's going.
Right. So as with any reading, whenever you hear the message, you're meant to hear it. Right. So if you're meant to hear that message, that's your reading for today. And then, so we can do this on money, love. I always say food, love, and money, right? That's what people want to know about. That's what I want to know about.
Those are the three main things that we're going to be looking at. And because we know that with the tarot, they specifically address each one of the suits, specifically addresses each one of those kinds of issues. Mm-hmm. So the wands are going to be about our work.
Right.
The cups are going to be about our emotional life.
Mm-hmm.
And the swords are going to be how we think and work through the day.
Right.
By those things. And then we get to the pentacles, which are going to be about how much money we're making and how the material things that we have, how they affect our lives. So we're going to ask again, what's our work like for the coming week?
What's our work like? Okay.
All right. So the first thing that we've got here is the magician.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to ask about the business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is the same three card reading, but we're going to give each one of the positions a different meaning. This is me as the boss. This is me as my company and products. And then where we're going.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one tells me, I love this. Okay.
As an
entrepreneur, I'm doing great.
You are. So,
because magician, if you can look at this card, he's got every tool that he needs to use to get his business going. So you've got a great start.
Even if you work for a company.
Even if you work
right, for a company. Right. And you're not an entrepreneur. It means you're where you're supposed to be.
You are where you're supposed to be.
Right.
And you can achieve. And you help them achieve great things.
If yes.
You work for someone.
Yes.
And if it's you can achieve great things because of where you have, you've got all the tools that you need to make that happen.
Right.
Then we go to the next card, which is the Eight of Cups. That tells you right there that presently, you don't need to do anything.
No.
And if you wanted to, I would even say that you could just not worry about where you're going in the coming week for your business. It's taking care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what this card looks like. Do you see anybody looking worried or anything?
No, it's celebration. We're using the Halloween deck, so the ghosts are happy. Happy ghosts.
The Eight mm-hmm. of Cups is usually a card that just tells you you're doing things that you need. You
and
don't have
water.
Any baggage.
Yeah.
You don't have any
water
baggage.
Is just flow. You're flowing.
Yes, you're flowing very well. And then the last card that tells you where you're going on for the week is another trump card, the Chariot.
Right.
So it tells you that you could even go on vacation and it would be fine.
Awesome.
Because you got a car.
Yes. Go on vacation. Take that lunch break. Do what
Take
you need to do.
Lunch break. But that tells us the same story about a business.
Right.
All right. And we have these cards, the other thing that this would tell me about that person is they value what they do at their work very
Absolutely.
Much because I've got two trump mm-hmm. cards there. That's just another nuance to this reading
mm-hmm.
that it's very important to that person, everything that happens at work, even especially when they're away.
Especially when they're away.
Exactly.
So as with every time I sit down for a reading, I learn more things about the decks, whatever deck the person's using, right?
Absolutely.
And when I listen to different people online on digital platforms, I learn more from them too. But I'm going to take my base foundation knowledge from a teacher and use the digital platforms to enhance my education on metaphysics.
The great thing about going into a class where there are other individuals mm-hmm. there is not only do you get the impact of what you're personal lexicon is, but you get the impact of someone else's personal lexicon. Because the way that I interpret one word might be completely different from the way that you interpret that word. Mm-hmm. When you can sit down in front of different people, you're going to learn the way that other people think.
I love it.
And that's not only enhances our understanding, but it expands what we know already.
Right.
And it expands how we look at other people.
Exactly. And so, and that's really empowerment, right? It expands your perception of life.
Anytime that you can learn that there are other things and people think about things in a different way, you're expanding your consciousness, which we've already learned is one of the things that we should be doing.
We are. We're expanding our consciousness and really learning everybody's going through something different. And what I've learned from this career is like, wow, everyone really is going through something different. So whenever I'm going through something, I'm not like upset or mad about it. I'm like, everybody's going through something. If we're not going through something, are we even growing? Right. What are we really doing?
So you're developing your empathy.
Right. You're developing your empathy. You're developing like to talk to different people. And if you go to a class, what I love about it is if I go to a class and there's all sorts of different people in there that I've never met. And that's then right. I go out to the real world and like go to a job interview or sit at a family function, I'm going to be able to communicate with them easier because I've expanded Absolutely. My communication skills.
And you've also learned that sometimes the word like to you might not mean the same thing that it means to someone else.
Right.
So you may want to go to the like and thinking it's a very esoteric term when someone else
That's
means
true.
You just want to turn on a light.
When someone else was like, oh, the light bulb's out. Okay. So where can we find you, Valerie?
I work at the Inner Space. I am on call here 3 days a week. I work on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I teach classes here, and those can be found at the Inner Space. And we go through a complete curriculum of the Tarot.
And if I'm from out of town, how do I find you?
You contact theinnerspace.com.
Right? Because right. you can help me if I'm in Chicago or England. I
Absolutely.
Can call and be like, Valerie, help me with this.
Yes.
Yes.
And we can do readings over the phone. They don't have to be in person.
Right. She sits in her office. It's totally confidential on the phone.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing your gifts with us today. And thank you for watching Harnessing Your Divine Feminine. And remember, when you give a woman an opportunity, you're giving her the world. Thank you.